It is time now for Talking Books. We are joined in the studio, as always on Wednesday morning, by the one, the only, Susan Brown, who heads up the Chapel Hill Public Library and the Town of Chapel Hill Community Arts and Culture Department, putting on Festifall this month to recommend books. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fantastic. Thanks for asking. How are you?
I am doing great.
Did you stop by a festival last
I did.
Saturday?
It was busy. It was
right?
Great. Yeah, super fun.
It was super fun. It was super packed. It was family weekend at Carolina, which we had some conversations with the UNC Office of First Year Experience, and they said, we're really trying to move it from this football-focused weekend to having families come and experience Chapel Hill
yeah.
with their students.
Like it.
And they were out
in force. Yeah, they really were.
Yeah, it was really, really fun. I could only be there for a little bit because I had the NAACP event at the library
which
as
I also
well.
Went to, yep.
Yep,
yeah.
It was great. But festival, you know, we really changed it up from that, you know, single day block off a bunch of Franklin Street, which we know isn't great for businesses, to this 3-weekend, smaller scale thing, but still packed with activity. And so, it was great. I'm just so proud of the arts and culture team. Alice and Mel, Steve and Rachel are just killing it, and Wendy and everybody. So I am aglow with the festival spirit.
Is it more like of an effort to do 3 small things versus the 1 huge thing,
you
or
know,
is it
that's
about
a great
the same?
Question. So when we do that several blocks of Franklin Street, and Franklin Street, as we know, is a challenge because there's these giant blocks,
oh,
right?
Oh yeah.
That involves, you know, transit and fire and PD and a lot of EM planning and rescue squads and all of that. And these smaller, so it kind of scales differently. So this is in some ways more physical work because you're setting and striking
three times.
This year, though, we're doing all of them at 140. Last year, we moved them through Franklin Street, which was fun, but we had to recreate the wheel every week.
Right.
So, anytime you do an event like this, it's a ton of work, but we really like the vibe of this year. And then this coming Saturday for the second festival, right across the street at Carolina Square is Africa Fest, which is a small festival done by UNC's Department of African Studies. And so there's sort of these 2 things happening,
nice.
Which is really cool to activate both Carolina Square and 140 West.
Yeah, any preview for what this weekend's festival is going to entail?
Well, everything's going to be different.
Different, right.
So totally different vendors, different food trucks, different beer and cider vendors. This week, we have the Poetry Fox there.
Nice.
Super excited about that. We have some different buskers. Last week, we had screen printing. That'll be back for the 3rd one. Trying to think what else is different. We'll have a different artist on the mural boards.
Okay.
That was really popular.
Yeah, yeah.
Those mural boards we've used a lot, but sometimes they're kind of a free-for-all. Here's some water-based spray paint. Kids, have fun.
Right.
Which is fun. But we had an artist sort of curate and facilitate, and it was super cute. Really, really fun. So we'll have a different artist concept there. I'm trying to keep talking while I bring up the website. Boom, there it is.
You're doing good. I thought you were looking at the website the whole time.
No,
so,
no.
Yeah.
And this time we'll also have face painting from
right.
Magic Ballard, who is a fabulous face painter. Let's see, Tar Heel Voices will be performing, one of the a cappella groups. All kinds of stuff.
Cool.
Great arts vendors. I know I did some shopping last week, but I didn't max out my shopping.
Okay, good.
Because I was only there for like an hour. So I'm going to do some more Christmas shopping this week.
And you also know that there's 2 weeks left to go. So you can't buy everything.
I know, I gotta pace myself.
Yeah, you
right.
buy everything the first week and then you show up for week 3 and it's like, oh, I should have bought this.
Right.
And then you do anyway. And
well,
yeah.
and there's different vendors each week.
Oh,
so
yeah.
don't fall prey to the, they'll be here next week. No, they won't. So
this
if you see it and you like it,
get
buy it.
It. Yep.
yep.
Good advice anytime.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
If it brings you joy.
Yes.
Bring it into your house and add it to your collection. All right, speaking with Susan Brown, again, chapelhillarts.org is the website
yes.
for the Town of Chapel Hill Community Arts and Culture Department. Festival information there. And chapelhillpubliclibrary.org for more on the library. And with that, let's recommend books. What are we reading right now is the prompt today.
But first, talking all about festival. I want to mention at the library, if you want to pregame a little bit for festival, stop by the library this Friday evening for our final Family Fun Friday of the season. We started this summer as an experiment. People loved it. We kept it going for the fall. This Friday, Pierce Freelon is playing at the library.
Awesome.
So this is super chill. Bring a chair. We'll have cornhole and frisbees and giant games. He's going to be from, I think, 6 till 6:45 is his set. Mm-hmm. So it starts a little bit earlier. It starts at 5:30. We'll have a food truck there, some ice cream. We have a set list playing for that first kind of half an hour. And then Pierce Freelon and his great band playing a live set.
The kids' music that he
yes.
just put out? Yeah. Grammy-nominated.
Grammy-nominated.
Pierce Freelon,
who's been on this show with us.
Yes.
La-di-da. A
couple times,
Look
yeah.
at us.
He's so, great.
Anyways, now we should talk books, right?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
What are we reading? What are you reading?
Right. So I'm really curious about what you're reading, because I'll just tell the listeners
yeah.
when we emailed at 5 a.m. this morning mm-hmm. about a prompt, I said, how about what we're reading now? And what was your response? You've just opened the nerdiest can of nerdy worms in all of nerddom history.
Oh, man, you have opened a can of nerdy, nerdy worms.
Nerdy, nerdy worms.
Nerdy, nerdy worms, Kay. Because I am reading Democracy and Education by the one and only John Dewey.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, you're just going there, right there.
Which I bought at we were up in Chicago a couple of months ago, and we stopped into like a newly opened used bookstore, and I was like, oh, Democracy and Education, and it's like $4. I should buy it and read it. So I did, and I did. John Dewey is a great thinker and a brilliant guy with a lot of amazing ideas. He's a terrible writer, so it took a long time to get through this book, but it was a lot of fun. It was really informative. It's his theory on education, which I was very happy to learn kind of goes hand in hand with what I always tell my students about the purpose of education on day one of class when I teach American government, which is it's about making you a better person. It's about making you more fulfilled and kind of opening your mind and your eyes to things. It's about making you a better citizen and a better participant in the society and the community that you live in. And it's also about giving you the skills that you need to go out and succeed in the world that you live in. And that includes being able to go out and get a good job and make a living, and also, you know, other skills as well, like changing a tire is part of that, that kind of like life skills for success kind of thing. All three of those things are equally important, and they should all be a component of education. We so often split all of those into different tracks. So you go in the college track and you're not learning the life skills, but you're learning just like college prep classes, or you focus just on vocational stuff and you're not experiencing great literature or poetry or music or any of the cool stuff that enables you to be a better person or more fulfilled or a better citizen. And Dewey's whole idea is, no, education needs to be all of those things for everyone, maybe in different degrees and in different ways, but that's the idea. So I'm not going to recommend that book, even though everyone should be aware of the idea behind it and learn it and love it and live it. Don't read the book unless you really want to and are
but
a little
see the
little
movie
bit of a glutton.
Instead? The
oh,
blockbuster,
yeah. the
Democracy,
blockbuster
and Education
Democracy and Education
movie based on the book?
I mean, Ashton Kutcher is great
right.
in that movie. You never really realized his range. But I want to recommend Jonathan Kozol. Kozol?
Yes.
How do you pronounce Kozol,
his? I think.
Kozol? Yeah.
I don't know. I made that up.
Amazing education writer who just had an incredibly long and varied career. The book that I read that blew my mind years ago was Savage Inequalities, which is about just inequality in public education, like the extent to which schools are segregated by race and they're segregated by class, and certain schools are extremely well-funded and have tons of resources and others just don't have any resources at all. He followed that up in 2005 with a book called The Shame of the Nation, The Restoration of Apartheid Schooling in America, which kind of follows in that vein. I haven't read that book, so I can't necessarily recommend it, but from what I know about Kozol, and everything that I've read is amazing. So any book of his is worth reading, but those two in particular. I'll
recommend. And I recall particularly enjoying Rachel and Her Children, and mm-hmm. then I think it was Amazing Grace.
Amazing
maybe.
Grace is great.
Such
yeah.
a good book. I mean, he wrote a lot about the lives of kids and the society and the problems of homelessness and inequities and all of that. So
yeah. And that book is also like, that's about a specific neighborhood in the South Bronx. So that goes right along with like following the history of gentrification in New York City and the way that that city is just completely changed and transformed in 20 years. Like that gets factored into it as well.
Yes.
So, yeah. Anyway, that's me.
Okay, so classic Talking Books episode here.
Yes.
Because
I was
you
nerdy.
Are reading Jonathan
Dewey.
K.
J.K.
J.K.
Yep. J.K.
And John Dewey.
Right.
And all of these intellectual things.
And as we've established many times, you never read J.K. So.
Correct. Exactly. Exactly. So instead, I am kicking off, well, I would say we're halfway into my favorite season, which is the Halloween October reading season when you don't need an excuse to read dark and twisty horror fiction.
Correct.
So I brought two books that I'm one I'm just finishing and one I can't wait to start. Both of these are authors that have been at the library. So the first one is The Getaway. The author is Lamar Giles. He was at the library just a couple weeks ago. Creepiest cover ever. I'm just sharing
Whoa.
It with you.
Yeah, that's pretty creepy.
And the premise of this book, so this is young adult horror. Although it's horror and it's also pretty heavily like dystopian fiction. But the main character, Jay, he's living at this sort of resort that's like a lifestyle resort, something like a Disney-esque kind of a thing where very wealthy people go to live and experience things. And he's working there and he starts to realize things aren't quite what they seem. And it's kind of like this sort of riff on the dark side of a Disney type thing. And it's set in the future where the world is falling apart and only the wealthiest, speaking of savage in qualities, only the wealthiest can afford to come and live at this place. And so that's kind of the setup and it unfolds from there and it's super dark and twisty and I love it and I'm almost done with it. And he's a fabulous author who we were thrilled to have him at the library. And then I have a galley, a pre-pub copy, because, you know, librarians are cool like that. Check it out.
From a pretty good author.
Exactly. So this is coming out in January. This is Grady Hendrix's new book, who we've had here on the show. I'm a huge fan of him. This book is called How to Sell a Haunted House. And so while I haven't quite finished the Giles book, I did just read the first, like, 30 pages of this. Mm. And the setup of this one is the main characters in his books are almost always strong female characters. And so the main character is living on the West Coast, her parents on the East Coast. His books are almost always set in South Carolina. Her parents pass away. She has to come back and deal with her good-for-nothing, lazy brother
right.
in settling the house. So parents passed away unexpectedly. She comes back to the house. They've got to deal with all of the stuff. And I'll just say, the opening chapter or so, she comes back and she has to engage with her mother's living room full of her doll collection,
Ooh.
Including these two like large, very creepy dolls that are of her and her brother
this
that
is never
sit
good.
Watching the TV. So, and then like she's sorting through papers in a different room and the TV turns on. So I'm just saying, I'm getting chills just saying that. So Lamar Giles, The Getaway, I'm finishing. Grady Hendrix, How to Sell a Haunted House, I'm beginning. And I'm here for the spooky book season.
And that is Talkin' Books. ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org for more on the library. ChapelHillArts.org for more on arts and culture. Festival this Saturday, 1 to 6 at 140 West. Susan Brown, thank you so much.
Thank you.